Illettelse Radio Shalom. Der onsdag den 3. 6. 2026, fra klokken 18.30 til klokken 20, kan I høre optagelse af festivalens projekt Songs of Light. Meget spændende foredrag om de litauiske jødes historie og dejlig musik, serveret af sangerinden Dr. Maria Krupova, Arkadius Gottesmanas, Borisas Kisneris. Og fortæller var Dr. Laimonas Bredis og Dr. Jan Schwarz. Så velkommen til Radio Shalom og god fornøjelse med udsendelsen. Mit navn er Abraham Kopenhagen.
Rigtig hjertelig welcome to the Lithuanian ambassador and culture attaché. We have been very pleased to have a cooperation with the embassy and the culture institute to make this happen. So I'll continue in Danish. Det har været en stor fornøjelse at skulle præsentere det her event, som er dels et foredrag og eller en snak om jøder fra Litauen og musik og minde. Og Arkadi her, der spiller trommer, han har lige fortalt mig, at for ham er det en meget vigtig koncert, fordi i dag er det den mindedag, hvor hans far omkom i Auschwitz. Og han har lavet flere forestillinger som, og events, som handler lige præcis om det her. Så han hilser og siger, at det er virkelig en mindedag for ham og en meget vigtig koncert, den her, vi skal høre. Vi skal også høre fra Naimis Brikis, som har været her før og fortalt om jøder fra Litauen, og Jan Schwarz, som mange af os kender, som professor i Yiddish. Og de har slået sig sammen om hele det her projekt, musik, fortælling og så videre. Så rigtig hjertelig velkommen og nyd den.
Thank you. Jewish Lithuania, or Litek in Yiddish. It's a huge area that includes the Baltic states, primarily Lithuania and parts of Latvia. It's also Belarusia and parts of the northeastern Poland. It corresponds with historical Grand Duchy of Lithuania, so it carries that names from the past into the present. And it's united in terms of Yiddish cultures, united with distinct cultural history and religious movements. The beating heart of Litha and Lithuania has always been Vilna, the historical and current capital of Lithuania, known in Lithuanian as Vilnius. Now today, Vilnius is kind of situated at the periphery of Lithuania and the state and Lithuanian territory. But in terms of Litha and in historical terms, it is truly at the center, in the middle of this kind of vast country. Also the city is situated as a geographical midpoint of Europe, where different traditions, religious, cultures from various parts of the continent intersect and interact. It would be wrong to call Vilnius or Vilna melting pot, some sort of a melting pot. However, it is where different differences are seen and experienced, right? It's the place where sort of you can face other cultures. It's also a Baroque city with a southern flair, so it has a sort of kind of Mediterranean appearance, but it's firmly situated in the Nordic Baltic region, so it's a northern city with a Mediterranean sort of kind of a feeling. For several centuries, roughly from 17th century to the middle of the 20th century, the Jewish population comprised more or less half of the city's inhabitants, sometimes about 30%, sometimes about 70%, depending on the sort of circumstances. The rest were Poles, Lithuanians, Belarusians, Ukrainians, Germans, Russians, Tatars, and Karaites, and also traditional the city and its Lithuanian surroundings included a substantial number of foreigners, also depending on the historical period. Sometimes they were Italian, sometimes, especially after the Napoleon War, for example, Frenchmen, but also occasional Hungarians and even Scots. So it's a kind of... Yes. Perfect. we have a good reminder why somebody was watching.
Many travelers unfavorably compared the city to the Tower of Babel, but for Jews it gained prominence as the Jerusalem of Lithuania, Yerushalayim de Lita. It was described by one of Lita's best known Yiddish poet, Moshe Kulbach, as a dark amulet set in Lithuania with 1,000 narrow doors into the universe. The Litvak was a Jew from Lita, rational, nerdy, text-obsessed, who ate savory gefilte fish, and not the sweet gefilte fish favored by the Polish Jew. The Jewish Socialist Bund and the Zionist movement were both founded in Vilna. Most of the Russian Jews that came to Denmark before World War I came from Litha. Our entry into Litha begins in the New World, a song composed in the New World called Vilna by Alexander Olshanetsky, and it's the lyrics by Ephraim Leif Wolfson. Vilna, Vilna, our hometown, our longing and desire, oh, how often your name brings a tear to my eye. Vilna streets, Vilna rivers, Vilna forests, mountains and valleys.
And it also says, Vilna city of quiet prayers, Vilna conceived in a Jewish way. What kind of love should have Jewish people to the city to call this city this way?
Stockt von Geist und Liebes, die Himmel ist Leid.
Schaffete Institut, YIVO Institute for Jewish Research, was founded in Vilna in 1925 and made the Litvak Yiddish dialect the standard of Yiddish, although the majority of Jews came from Poland and spoke the Polish Yiddish dialect. Almost a quarter million Jews lived in the northern part of Lita during the interwar period. They resided in the hundreds of small shtetls or towns with a significant Jewish population and a few major cities such as Vilna and Kovna. The daily language Mamelosh and Yiddish united Jews regardless of political and cultural beliefs. Spiel Shemir a Liedele in Yiddish, play me a little song in Yiddish. The song was written before World War II by Soviet Yiddish poet Yosef Kotlia, the music by Henech Kohn.
Actually, after the war, Yosef Kotlia also lived in Vilna, so it's a real Vilna poet. But before that, our Klezmer Zweig will play a tune.
Thank you.
short and actually quite diverse, even it was a singular community and see itself as a singular community, nonetheless, in different interactions with different cultures and different ideologies and different traditions, it formed a very diverse world. And most Jews, by definition, were multilingual because they have to operate in this sort of a multilingual society. So in different periods, Jews spoke not only Mamalosh and Yiddish, but also Russian, Polish, German, Lithuanian, various local Slavic dialects. And culture in Lithuanian itself, it's always been very polyphonic, with different languages and melodies that we're going to hear some of the samples of sort of kind of again playing in the background of every nationality and any ethnicity. So we're going to start from the very traditional Lithuanian song called, type of song called Sutartinė, which is a very old, almost mythological, ancient Lithuanian tune, but usually sang, I think almost exclusively sang by a woman, by a group of women. So.
Two words, like portraying how wind is playing in the wheat, in the in the this beautiful Lithuanian nature, you know. Forest, wind, the forest and the valleys.
Nature in Lithuania. Song. So we move from very old traditional song. This is kind of a more modern take on Belarusian songs. And it's calling for the freedom of, for Belarusian people, and with lyrics written by very famous Belarusian writer Yanka Kupala.
And here you can, in this song, you can hear this Eastern European melancholy and blues that we also hear in many, many Jewish songs from Eastern Europe.
Oh, Proszę Państwa, jeżeli ktoś zna tę piosenkę, to wiem, że dużo kto mówi po polsku, to poproszę dołączyć.
Ukrainian folk song. There's a very deep bond, both religious and historical, between Lithuania and Ukraine. So it's kind of, even if it, when you look at the map, it sort of kind of worlds apart look like, but actually historically they're quite connected.
Oh, Nightingale, please sing me a song. How can I sing you? I'm in the cage, and I will let you from your cage. Please sing me, because I am so far from my homeland, Ukraine. How actual this song has become now again.
Yeah.
Century, Lite, this territory, became sort of disintegrated in many ways, and partially because of the political and ideological pressures. So we have several entities that form within the territory of Lite. First of all, two independent states, Lithuania and Latvia, where Lithuanian and Latvian culture and language started to dominate. Then in Vilna region, and Western Belarus, it became part of Poland, so that's when the kind of Polish language and culture took it over. Then in Central and Eastern Belarus, with Minsk, the capital at the center, became part of the Soviet Union, so that's where the Russian language and sort of Stalinism in the 30s overshadowed everything else. However, thank you for the reminder. So then we also have at the same period like a massive migration from Lita area. So we have to start to have a diaspora of Litvaks, of Lita, so it's all over the world. So primarily in New York, but also in South American big metropolitan cities like Buenos Aires and Sao Paulo. In South Africa, for example, 95% of Jews today claim its ancestry from Litvaks, from Lithuania. So we have two, one of the world that's kind of like sort of dividing itself, so to speak, based on ideologies and state, and another world that it integrates into the much larger global Yiddish land world, but also other worlds too. So, but we're coming back now to Lita, and especially to Vilna.
Doekheit became the rallying cry of the Jewish socialist movement. Do, the Yiddish word for here, indicated that the battle for the Jewish soul took place in the diaspora of Lita, where the Jews lived. The Zionists sought to create a Jewish nation state far away in Palestine. The Bundists fought for the Jewish workers' dough here in Lita. The Shmur, the Oaks, was written by the Yiddish playwright and folklore collector Shin Ansky, the answer of the Jewish Labor Bund. Brüder und Schwester von Arbeit und Neues, alle was seinen. Zusammen, die Fawn ist, sie ist great. Sie flattert von Zorn, von Blut ist sie weit. A Schwur und Leid und Teut. Brothers and sisters in work and in need, all who are scattered far and wide. Together, together, the flag is ready. It waves with rage, it is red with blood, and oath and life and death. Period, the Jews in Lita and other parts of Eastern Europe tried to leave an increasingly anti-Semitic Europe, but almost all countries were closed for Jewish immigration. Wohin soll ich gehen? Where should I go? This song was written before the war and was popular in the ghettos and displaced persons camps. It is attributed to S. Kontayer, a Yiddish actor who died in the Warsaw Ghetto. Music is attributed to Oskar Strock.
stört hier der Brick, wohin soll ich gehen?
Was probably one of the most famous tango composers in Europe at the time, the king of tango. However, in the capital of actual tango, in Buenos Aires, in the 1930s, the most popular singer, tango singer, was Sabina Boker, an immigrant from Vilna who came to Argentina in 1930 at the age of 28 and started his career in Vilna as a bunt singer, actually, more or less, performing in the bunt circles. His name was Havel Katz, and he became one of the most popular tango singers, as I mentioned, in Buenos Aires. Now, he initially started to sing Yiddish there, but then moved into Spanish, and the reality created this, which is, I think it's a very telling you about the sort of Litvak identity that's sort of in and out from different cultures. He was singing in what was labeled to be Castidish, the mixture of Castellano, Spanish, and Yiddish. So we don't have a sample of Havel Katz, however, we do have a sample here how tango really permeated that modern era, that period in the middle of the 20th century. So.
Occupation of Vilna by the Red Army at the outbreak of World War II. Nazi Germany attacked the Soviet Union June 21, 1941, and occupied Vilna a few days later. In the next few months, Jews were systematically executed in Ponar, a beautiful nature resort outside Vilna. More than three quarters of Vilna Jews were shot in Ponar during the fall of 1941. The remainder 20,000 Jews were forced into the German-created ghetto of seven small lanes in the old Jewish quarter of Vilna. In 1942, until the summer of 43, during the ongoing genocide, the ghetto became the center of a rich cultural life. In the ghetto, the poet Shmerke Kaczyginski wrote a tango, Frühling, Spring, after the murder of his wife in Ponar. It was performed at the Vilna Ghetto Theater. Der Blut, der Schwung, der Fuhr, der Schwung. Jewish resistance took up arms against the Germans. This song became the anthem of the resistance. Zog dich keinmal als du gehst dem letzten Weg. Never say that you're walking the final road. And his wife escaped from the ghetto in September 43 and joined the Soviet-led partisan groups in the woods around Vilna. In a spectacular rescue operation worthy of a Hollywood film, the Soviet government sent an airplane in order to fly the Sutskevers to Moscow. The rescue succeeded on the second try after the first plane was shut down by the Germans. In Moscow, Sutskever joined a group of Soviet Yiddish writers. After the liberation of Vilna in the summer of 1944 by the Red Army, Sutskever wrote his memoirs of the Vilna ghetto and the poem Verfrorene Jiden, Frozen Jews. It is based on Ezekiel's vision of the resurrection of the dry bones transported to the icy northern climate. Have you seen in fields of snow frozen Jews row on row? blue marble forms lying, not breathing, not dying. Somewhere the flicker of a frozen soul, glint of a fish in an icy swell. All brood, speech and silence are one. Night snow encases the sun.
Verfreuerin, denn über Felder mit Schnee, verfreuerin Iden, allein und allein. Sie liegen on Otem, vermirnelt und blau, nur teut is in seere Kerpers mit tot. Was finkelt euch ergens verfreuender Geist, der gildener Fisch in Achwale vereist. Sie reden nicht, schweigen nicht, jet wieder Pracht und die Sonne liegt verfreuern in Schnee und bei Nacht. Es gnit euch ein rosslicher Liebling gefrier, ein Schmeichel und kennt sich nicht gern gerier. Ein Trottler der Mame liegt hungriges Kind und Modne, sie kennt es nicht sehen, das Kind. Und es glimmert ein Fuß bei einem nackten Greis und kennt sein Feuer bei Freien von Eis. Hab allerlei Teuten versucht bis daher und es kennt schon keiner nicht Wunder mehr. Nur ein Zind in der Juliker Hitze vergaß, befaut mich ein Frost, bis befaut mich ein Gast. Es geht mir entgegen das blöde Gebein, verfreurene Jene Schnee Klein. Mein Heut wird bezeugen mit Mirmeler Schicht, und aufstellen nehmen sie das Wort und das Licht und euch meine Bewegung verfriert. Wie beim Greis, was kenne sein Keuer, befreien von Eis.
In the 19th century, Lithuania was very often compared to, and this is where my Danish is going to fail me, like Tycho Brahe and Lake Comet, in terms that it was the sort of country that sort of spurred and was very bright, and then of course disappeared basically from the sky, from the memory even, from the historical records, so to speak. But Lite remained, and it was preserved, that sort of integrity of this Grand Duchy of Lithuania, integrity was preserved in the identity of Lite and the identity of the Litva. However, after the Holocaust, of course, the survivors scattered across Soviet Russia, France, Germany, and later in Palestine, and the Americans, and even Shanghai, for example, with only small remnants of this group remaining in Lithuania itself, or going back to Lithuania, came to perceive Vilna as a dark star, something that still emitted light yet could no longer guide the way. The song, Unter deine weiße Stern, which is my favorite song, written in the Vilna Ghetto by the poet that we had heard just, Avram Sutskever, and the composer Abraham Brudno. Brudno died actually in Estonia, in the concentration camp in Estonia. It's a kind of the most evocative, probably kind of commemoration or lied, which in Yiddish is song and the poem dedicated to Vilna.
Du nimmst dein weiße Haar.
The last song, Sol Shoin Kumen Dike Ule, Let Our Salvation Come Soon, was written by Shmerke Kaczyginski, a Vilna poet, folklorist, and partisan fighter. Kaczyginski was among the first to collect and publish the songs of the ghettos and concentration camps. The song, written right after the Holocaust, expresses the eternal hope and longing for salvation. The music of the song is by Rabbi Avraham Isaac Cook, the first Ashkenazi chief rabbi of Israel.
In the first verse, Vilna poet and fighter says, if it's very hard in your heart, have a little drink. Or just some water. What is the source of life? The second verse says, that don't be naive, this generation is very sinful, but maybe for the sinfulness the Messiah will come sooner. This is the concept in Judaism that says that the Messiah can come in two cases, maybe everything will become without sin and saintly, that hardly probable, but the other case is evil will prevail. So some maybe might try to increase the chaos, but it's not the option for Shmerke Kaczyginski. In the third verse, he portrays the messianic feast. Trees dance in the forest and stars on the sky, and Red Peace Royal is in the middle. And maybe the Messiah will be awakened when he hears our prayerful song. If you would like it, please join us. So bad, I'm gonna be rockin' more.
is not the end.
Surprise for you. It's Falkenhagen. A great pleasure to ask my professor at in New York, Professor David Ruskis, to come up here and give a little presentation about Yiddish lands and his mother.
So, let me tell you a story about Litvaks in love. I am the youngest son of Litvak parents who met and were married in Vilna. Masha Roskis, my mother, was born in Vilna between the 5th and the 6th Hanukkah candle in 1906. And lived there until her wedding day on February 14th, 1930. But in fact, she never left. Instead, she transplanted Vilna to Montreal, Canada, where she raised us in a Jewish ecosystem of Yiddish Hebrew day schools, a Yiddish press, a Yiddish theater, a Jewish public library, a Yiddish-speaking street. What's more, she turned our home into a Yiddish literary salon, which served the most sumptuous desserts of any literary salon west of Paris. Her life, and she was blessed with a very long life, centered around three things: Yiddish, song, and unrequited love. And in fact, these things were, as we say, geknipt und gebunden. Her love story, then, is first about language. Like many Jews of her generation, she spoke six languages: Russian, Polish, German, Yiddish, French, well, some French, English, and could read and understand classical Hebrew. Russian was her mother tongue. It was the language she spoke to her half-brothers and sisters and to her parents. But Yiddish was to become her true love, the language of her true self. Second, that true self she expressed through song, beginning at the age of 3 and culminating at the age of 71, when she recorded her vast repertoire of songs in Russian, Polish, Yiddish, Hebrew, and one song in Romani, which she heard from a beggar girl in her courtyard on 2830 Zavalna Street. She recorded this for the YIVO project on East European Yiddish song in its social context. Third, love itself was always bound up with loss. The loss of her beloved mother, Fradel Mats Velcher, who died of TB at the age of 58 when Masha was only 15 years old. And later, the loss of her beloved half-sister, Anushka, her music teacher, a graduate of the Berlin Conservatory of Music, a superb singer who perished in an Estonian labor camp sometime in 1943. And there were more. Yiddish became the language of my mother's true self, and singing in Yiddish became her major form of self-expression for three reasons. Vilna, I must remind you, became part of Poland only in February 1922. And overnight, speaking Russian in public was no longer in vogue. Vilna then became the staging ground for the Yiddish cabaret. And cabaret became my mother's second home, and the actors of Die Bande, the cabaret, her favorite cabaret group, became her best friends. And thirdly, mother broke up with her first love, let's call him Boris Seidman, who romanced her in Russian, and decided instead to marry Leyla Lehoskis, a student from Bialystok, who fell in love with her when he heard her singing Julian Tuvin's latest hit in Yiddish. So, let me end my story about Litvaks in love. On their wedding day, February 14th, 1930, when their friends gathered in her brother Grisha's home for the chuppah, and their wedding present to her was a song in rhymed couplets. And here are my two favorite couplets. Leiba levetzich, patschen in Beichel, masche bett im Kochen, a lied in a Jeichel. Ai, which means, Leiba and my father will be as happy as can be. Masha will cook him a song in a bowl of chicken soup. Which is doubly ironic because, as everyone knew, my mother didn't know the first thing about home economics. And then this. Ali dieser Leben teuchen nach Haim is lo mirche singe machen alle Haim Don't take my word for it. You can actually see my mother in action and in her social context in Josh Waletsky's documentary film, which is called Daughter of Vilna, The Life in Song of Masha Roskis, which was recently remastered, and a new print is now available for all of you to see on YouTube. Thank you very much.
sure you know the song, and if you do, just join us.
Lieder wenn Jiddisch, der Wecken soll es freit, sie ist nicht kein Jiddisch. Als alle groß und klein, Sonntag es ihr verstehen, von Mal zu Mal das Lied alle soll gehen. Spiel, spiel, klasse mir auch Spiel, sie weiß doch, was ich mein und was ich will. Spiel balalaika, kumbalalaika, freilich soll sein. Steht der Bocher, steht und tracht, tracht und tracht, a ganze Nacht. Wemmen zu nehmen und nicht verschämen, wemmen zu nehmen und nicht verschämen. Mädel, Mädel, will bei dir fragen, was kann wachsen, wachsen an Regen, was kann brennen und nicht aufhören, was kann weinen. Alle zusammen! Freilich soll sein! Lass mir singen, Kinder, lach als Emerald zusammen! Anniegen, da lach freilich, mit Werte lach was kramen! Die Mami kocht a Lokschen Sup mit Kashi und mit Nädlach! Komm dir jante wie jante, spiel dir nicht mit Redlach. Chiribim, chiribam, chiribim, bam, bim, bam, bim, bam, bam, chiribim, chiribam, chiribim, bam, bim, bam, bam. Ay, chiribiri, biri, 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 bim, bam, bam. Ay, chiribiri, biri, 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 chiribim, bam, bim, bam, bam. Ay, 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 Mama ne, Tata ne, ay, gewalt. Es ist zu mir gekommen, a Cousine. Schön wie gold die Siege, wenn die Grüne in die Wege lach wie Reute von mir ranzen. Wiese lach, was betten sich zum Tanzen. Die Wege lach wie Reute von mir ranzen. Wiese lach, was betten sich zum Tanzen. Nicht gegangen, nicht noch gesprungen. Nicht gerät, ist sie noch gesungen. Freilich lustig, ihr gewinnt ihr Miene. Sag ich, wenn es mein Cousine, freilich lustig, ihr gewinnt ihr Miene. Oh, sag ich, wenn es mein Cousine. Ja, ba, 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 bye, bye, bye. Ja, ba, 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 bye, bye, bye. Ja, ba, bye, bye, bye. Ja, ba, 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 ja, ba, bye. Ba, 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 ja, ba, 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 ba. Ja, ba, 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 bye, bye, bye. Ba 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 ba